Well, I'm not. I'm not going to the cartooning session tonight. There isn't one.
Oh, okay.
Because
you might, Rabbit. You might.
Mary is one of them who is moving, and she's too busy to come. And she has all the artwork with her, so I guess I'm off. And so I don't need to worry about that 1 o'clock, which I always see creeping up. We can just.
Yeah, I didn't bring any, you know, like sound effects or whatever.
Oh well, then we'll just have to make our own foley, get a straw and blow through it into the mole cola, create the bubbling, surging sounds of nature in
action. Here's the,
oh yeah, that's right, Rubik's Cube. Don't break the bottle, though, by hitting it with that thing.
No, no, the bottle is very substantive.
It looks as if it would withstand a nuclear blast. And maybe fossil eyes for future eyes. But the label will be unreadable by that time.
Yeah.
So, mole cola, really, from Mountain Spring Water, yeah. It doesn't say much more about it. The ingredients list is here, lettering so tiny, my poor watery old eyes cannot possibly read it.
Anywho, so this is yes, I'll bring more of these to the...
Oh, yeah, they're great.
The Saturday show.
There's probably a little bit of caffeine in there, I suspect.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's delays, the computer thing. You got
computer thing.
Computer thing?
You're a computer thing of a man. We'll call you computer thing.
Don't say anything we just said.
All I care about is those Hostess Twinkies. There is a one. You've probably seen it with the human computer is the villain.
Yeah.
And he's got a square head, you know. But he can't resist those Hostess Twinkies.
Yeah, yeah. My circuits light up for these golden sponge cake and...
Yes, these golden sponge cakes will carry electrical signals.
My wife's going to be so mad at me.
You AI are all the same. All you care about is golden filling and creamed cakes.
Well, somebody has to care about them.
Get out of Dodge.
Lest otherwise they perish from the earth. Lest some Scott Wiener come along and outlaw them.
For your safety. For your safety.
Yes, you should only eat macrobiotic stillborn bean sprouts, rock juice, and tree bark.
For your safety.
Of course, we know better.
For your safety.
I have not checked the last page.
Oh, yeah. It's on the last page.
So, this is... We're doing a show, and then we are also doing another show.
Well, you know how it is. We have the background show and the foreground show. But it will change, I assure you. It's fluid, do you see?
Yeah.
Super fluidus.
On one of the northern continents, it says right here.
It's like a museum, you know, like you go from one exhibit and you go to the next exhibit.
Our belts, is that? Yes, our belts, that's what it says. Oh, our seat belts.
You could still hear a little bit of the last exhibit at the new exhibit.
Oh, what is it, Lieutenant? Oh, look at this. Look what we just had here.
Oh, here's another one.
All these hoses are completely unconnected.
What? Something's hard to make out there. Make out room. What were we trying to block? Prying eyes from, or is it a sign that says "Keep out, make out"? Or if you can make this sign out, you should keep out.
What should I say? Tell me what to say.
It's just talk. It's like going
radio
all night to the makeout room. You can't beat it with a stick. Because you don't want to. It's the last makeout room.
From the pages of prehistory, from the earliest days of prehistoric man and his mate, in the annals of the Paleolithic age, we have all the awe and mystery of the first horizons of human domination of nature and the planet. Even the mighty mammoth cannot withstand the hurled spears of the blankety-blank cavemen. Soon they're building homes out of the bones of the giant creatures they have killed. The 12-foot-wide antlers of the Megaloceros, or Megaceros, as the name has been reformed. Megaceros was supposedly, it was called the Irish elk, but it's not an elk, it's a deer, actually. It's a giant deer. It should be called, what would that be? Mega, oh, come on, I remember deer. What is deer? Deer is, oh, my dear. I can't remember deer. Well, folks, anyway, they built homes out of those things, too. And they are such impressive antlers that many of them found their way into medieval castles as decorations on the wall. Well, let me know if you want to sit down on one of these stools, the ones with the hole under the seat. You know, I really don't know why they have to have that feature, which can pinch you unmentionably. But, yeah, that's part of the furniture in here. And how come we have some furniture that's like for people 3 feet high? Little tiny chairs, and I just don't understand why they furnished this place that way. But ours not to wonder why.
I don't know.
Ours but to do and die, eh?
I think it's just something that was lying around, and they said, do we throw this away? And they said, no, bring it to the station.
Maybe someone will have a child care problem someday, and they'll want little Ninny and Timmy to sit down and shut up during the lengthy podcast.
Yeah.
Rock back and
child
forth.
Child care program.
Wee chairs there that we happen to have here in the studio. But, you know, any adult who tried to sit in would either crush it or have it stuck on his hinder parts. Because it's, you know, it's small. It's little. It's for a kid. It's a child. Or a little person. Yes, there's one. Right, the one you're holding in one hand. Yes. Actually, I thought there were some that were more quaint and traditional, made out of wood and not a single sheet of extruded plastic. Like, but that's a tiny chair, you've got to admit.
Yeah. If a kid sat in that, the kid wouldn't be at the proper height for a microphone, so I don't know what the point of that is.
You mean they're letting kids on the microphone these days?
I thought we were a respectable institution.
Cars for kids. Oh, yeah, sure.
I want Relodio to succeed.
Sure. After all, that dough put in, those dues that are paid, what about that, huh?
I wanted to say also that even though that show was terrible and the projection was awful and the crowd was noisy, it still, in its own way, brought it back, you know. So,
show in the desert?
Yes, and I want to get a copy of that tape. And now I must banish you because the other caller is here, waiting patiently to speak.
No, no, Michael Pepper, you're not going anywhere.
Stay around.
Just a momento.
Where's Michael Pepe? being home.
I do know. I mean, reminiscing about the Secrets of Uranus, which was a show that we were in.
Right, right.
It was at Burning Man.
That old-timey fun place.
Yes, I'm having to deal with it now. Because there's infighting, but my cause is supported by the highest echelons of Burning Man, which the people who are trying to overthrow me do not know. And it's not time yet to reveal that. And just incredible, my co-host will not be present. I may have to do the whole thing on my own, or we have a substitute, but she hasn't called me or responded to my email. Anyway, I'm having to deal with it, as well as everything else.
Get your fans to deal with it.
I say live it or live with it. This mole cola with ice cubes. Great. I love ice. I used to have it all the time. And you know, when you chew it, it cleans your teeth.
Yeah. You mean your teeth?
Well,
you know,
I had people say, you're going to ruin your teeth chewing the ice. Well, I wonder what they think about that now. Yeah. What about that, huh? Yeah.
Here's your Messiah now.
Where's your God now, Moses? Yeah, yeah.
This is not a golden calf, you know, the giant Trump.
No, it's a giant Trump with its fist raised to the skies. And all these rednecks are bowing and kowtowing to it. It's astonishing.
I used to have emphysema, and now I don't, thanks to Trump.
Now I only drink Azima. Or maybe you can't get Azima. Can you still get Azima?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it came so. And it went. It was the yuppie drink of choice for a while.
Like Bartles and James wine coolers?
It was like a yuppie, fashionable... Was it even alcoholic, or was it...
I think, yeah.
It was fizzy.
It was like a wine cooler, right?
Yeah, all right. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging.
We don't have wine coolers anymore. We have pot gummies.
And we don't have Harvey Wallbangers, either.
Yeah. Harvey Milkbanger. That's the gay one.
Mm-hmm. There's a Democratic candidate that Fox News is telling everyone is gay and a vegan. You know, nothing could be worse than, are you going to elect a gay vegan instead of a Make America Great guy? But he's not gay or vegan, but even if he were, I think it wouldn't matter to the people who just want to get rid of the Trump nightmare.
Is it Jabba the Hutt's kid?
I forget the fellow's name. I am not following it as closely, perhaps as I ought to. But I may vote at the kitchen table tonight and get out all the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And fill out a ballot. The only problem is, I think it may be too late to do that, to have it postmarked properly, because of Trump changing the law about that. So I'm probably going to have to go out and vote on foot. But I'll study the matter.
Yeah. No, I think it's kind of cool to go to the voting thing and get your sticker and all that kind of business.
I like Jane Kim. I'll vote for anything she does. Robert Reich says Steyer is the one, so I'll vote for Steyer. But still don't know about lots of stuff.
We
Proposition
should have
D all the way, baby.
We should have a Dr. Hal election show and just...
I often run one. I have one, but it's, you know, every now and then it gives itself away by referring to politics long, long dead. But otherwise, it's pretty good with everybody, you know, coming out with hit pieces on everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like the Kentucky Derby. The actual race is 2 minutes long, but it's 3 hours of television.
Well, that's pure entertainment. Now that I've emptied this bottle, I see I can see through it almost. But
it's a nice brown bottle.
Yeah, it's an appealing bottle, all right. It's too narrow, really, to put anything in at the top. The label kind of girds the middle of the Sophia Loren.
Yeah, it's like a corset or something.
Yes. And the rest of it is just the glass. Really nice design. Ah, let's look at the bottom of this mole cola. I have to make sure that there's none in it, so when I turn it upside down, it doesn't...
Well, it's not going to do what the sarsaparilla did, right? It didn't explode on you.
Sarsaparilla really blasted out. I can't even read what language this is on the bottom.
Well, it's Italian.
It must be, yes, but it looks very hard to see. Is this an M or a W or an M next to a W? Oh, well, whatever it is, it's not informing me.
Maybe it's just like a service code or something.
With service high and anthem clear as may, with sweetness to my ear, dissolve me into ecstasies and bring all heaven before mine eyes. Did you go next door to get a drink?
No, I got ice in the cups.
Great that they gave it to you, and also that they would not stop you from bringing a cup out through the door. Since,
well,
you know,
that is
verboten.
It doesn't have alcohol in it, so...
Yes, but it's still you're carrying a vessel containing liquid out of a bar in public, and a cop might see you, and then...
it's nice to be nice, but the violation's been committed. I'm going to have to find both the cup holder and the ice server.
It'll be on your permanent record.
Come on, can't you just let this one go?
Well, what if everybody did it?
Yeah.
If everybody jumped into a fiery furnace, would you?
It would depend how cold I was, I suppose. I'm running low on this valuable substance here.
Oh, huh? What, he...
I might be able to put a few more together, but otherwise, O-U-T.
At the old jazz hall.
Well, these won't be smoking by young kids tonight.
Yeah.
But by old withered... No, it does my heart good to see how those young cartoonists take drugs so vigorously and fearlessly.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the idea. After all, young people are so much better than we are.
Well, more durable.
Yeah.
But, I'm just trying to get started here. Remembering Pedro's instructions.
Yeah. Pedro is like Farmer John? Or who was the farmer character in the Porky and Daffy movie?
He confuses me. He's like a semi-supernatural farmer who raises... Porky and Daffy from infancy.
But he's like a Porky and Daffy were stoners, he'd be the Pedro of their world.
You mean he'd supply them with what they wanted?
Yeah, but like he died, but then he like looks on from heaven, you know.
Or does he just walk away into the clouds? It's not clear, but I enjoy that ambiguity in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, he left them the property in his will, so he...
Yes, he has
he
passed on.
Supposedly.
Too bad they have that monstrous hole in the roof where the meteor came in.
But it's okay, the alien overlord, he just wants boba drinks.
Boba Fett specials.
Oh, you like Boba Fett, huh? Well, this is when he was a little kid.
A fait accompli. Well, I'm reading good reviews about The Mandalorian and Grogu.
Yeah, it's not...
Did you like it?
I don't know if I liked it as much as I was surprised at how... like, unoffended and bothered I was by it. But
you were bothered?
Well, I mean, a little bit, but not... I thought I was going to hate it, and I actually didn't hate it, so... I kind of walked in with a kind of a... you know, arms crossed and a grimace, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, entertain me. This better be worth my time, Lucas and Disney.
Right. I liked that. Well, Lucas hasn't had anything to do with it other than
he started
show his name, you know, on the
started the ball rolling.
That's right.
Do they still use Skywalker sound?
Yeah,
remember, I mean, or THX?
Yeah, I mean, some old school ILM dudes are at the in the credits at least. Doug Chang, who started in with the prequels, he was working on it, and John Knoll was on it, but Dennis Muren and Phil Tippett and...
a great crowd.
Ken Ralston and Dykstra, all those people have, like, long since passed the world of ILM.
The retirement age.
But, yeah, some pretty good art.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Jabba the Hutt. There's
some stop motion in there, isn't there?
There's a Hutt story. Well, there's some puppetry.
But also, I understand there's an armored figure that they actually use stop motion animation, according to what I'm reading.
Well, they're like. Did you ever see the Hellboy Golden Army?
Yes, I did.
There's kind of like versions of those characters.
Hmm.
And I think that maybe that could be what you're thinking about, but I don't know if they were animated to look as if they were stop motion or if they actually were stop motion.
According to what I read in the stop motion sites, they say that it actually was stop motion done as a legacy thingamajig something or other.
Well, then they pulled it off because it looked... that was one of the things that looked really cool, but it just was... The thing is that these heroes, they too quickly dispatch of their enemies. So there's like, they're just like, it's like running through red lights and
mm-hmm.
not even really caring so much.
And kill that one. Now kill that one.
Yeah, yeah. They just, you know, burp, 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 you know.
Very game-like.
Yeah, yeah.
I have another recording gig for another game coming up, and it'll be next Friday. But I should be free enough to be able to come and do the show.
Free!
Yeah. That's good. Since it's an undone thing, I can't talk about it, but it's a version of something I've done before.
I'll be like the host of a TV show. So what can you tell us about this hidden project? We
yes, based on the movie The Hidden. No, of course it is not. It's just one of the many wonderful products of Valve Software.
I played a little Half-Life sound effect thing last night.
How did you like it? Have you ever played the game?
I played the first one. I might have played Half-Life 2.
Was it fun?
But there's other ones. Oh, yeah. I got through all of the first one, and I think maybe I completed the second one.
So you didn't get a head grab killing you or anything like that?
Well, that's the first creature you have to get past, obviously. But
how about the Ichthyosaurus, so-called?
I don't remember. I mean, it's been like 20
aquatic.
Years.
Aquatic.
Yeah. Probably more than 20 years.
Yes, time whizzes by. But they still remember my character.
Max Klinger, right?
Not Max. Isaac, actually.
Aren't you the guy that wears the dress?
Isaac Kleiner.
That's right.
Not Max Klinger. He's just trying to get a Section 8 to get back stateside.
Yeah, yeah.
Klinger, not Kleiner.
I want to go back to Toledo, Ohio, and the pastrami sandwiches and the... So I'm going to wear a dress in front of the general.
I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kalakahula, Hawaii, where the Ukanakapukapakapooks go swimming by.
Oh, yeah.
This has the diamond dust in it.
Diamond dust, yeah. That's what I thought. I heard, like, dirigible dust or something last night. So that's not
I want to go back to my island joy. I want to go back to my fishing boy. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kalakahula, Hawaii.
Go like a hoop, move like a hoop.
Where the Ukawakapukanakanooks go swimming by.
In blue Hawaii.
Puzzling Evidence said it was torture to him to hear the Hawaiian-type music because it was constantly playing throughout his childhood.
Like all those lap steel, not lap steel, but...
Hawaiian steel guitar.
Hawaiian steel guitar, yeah.
Hawaiian steel. What was that Hawaiian Eye detective show? Was that a precursor to Hawaii 5-0?
I think Hawaiian Eye was before, because that had Connie Stevens in it, right?
Well, Hawaiian Eye.
And Hawaii 5-0 was... late 60s. Or mid to late 60s. Maybe it came out around the time of Beverly Hillbillies or Batman or something. I never watched either of those shows, but I did see the Hawaii 5-0.
You never watched Batman?
No, I never watched Hawaii 5-0.
No, Hawaii 5-0. Yeah, I mean, it was boring.
I liked the theme song and the credits, you know, the opening.
I went to visit this guy, and he always had it on, so I saw more of it there than at any other time. And there was one episode. What's the guy's name? McGruff? MacGyver? McGarrett? Where to get McGarrett, the bad guys laboriously copied his entire office, you know, the whole cop shop set, you know, down to the last detail. Isn't it incredible? And he's walking through saying, can you believe it? And it's just his set, you know.
Right.
That was the gag, but...
But they're talking about how this is an exact, yeah...
Look what they've done. It looks just like our office.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Well, actually,
we're dealing with a mastermind here, clearly.
Scat Cat.
MC Scat Cat.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's MC Scat Cat. We want all you cats and chicks get out on the dance floor and scoot, not scat, you know what I mean? Scat, that's something that smells bad. Scoot, that's something that's fun to do. Papers in, but send them in and they'll still accept you, and then you know you get a fee for marrying folks. There's paperwork involved, but it's customary for the wedding couple to dower the officiant with some
sometimes they have to be reminded.
You got me, Mazuma.
And if the judicious use of a hat pin or stepping on an instep,
I can perform all the wedding services,
including
the Church of England one from the Book of Common Prayer, but nobody wants to hear that stuff. And I pledge unto you, Mary Beth, that I will
pass the pineapple and the poi.
The palm trees swaying in the breeze, the rainbows of the spray.
And check out those wahinis.
They're not bad. The locals, they fit right in.
Hey, wahini, over here!
Just Incredible was just out there. She was right where I was.
You on the Johnny Carson, yeah? Yeah?
No, it wasn't, no.
I want to go back to my little
shack
back in
Calicacoo, Hawaii.
I want to be with all the Connies and Wahinis that I knew long ago.
Me too.
Wahinis.
On the beach at Mo'olalu, I can hear the old Hawaiian saying, "Komo mai no kapua I ka hale malakahau." It won't be long when my ship will be sailing back to Kona, a grand old place.
Kona, god of island, what hostess Twinkies.
Good coffee, too.
Uh-oh, looks like Kona's hungry again.
I want to go back to my fish.
I only want cream filling and golden sponge cake.
Hawaii.
Hawaii not important, only Twinkie important.
What's the matter with you, Kona? Don't you know the good things in life?
I see Rubik's Cube doing streaming on my phone when I turn on the phone. And recently they had, or she, Vanessa, had a shot that she was shooting of her legs painting a picture, holding the paintbrush. Nice, developing that prehensile ability to paint with her feet. But she's been performing all over the place with her band, and they've got a lot of performances under their belt, and that's one of the things that makes them good.
Okay.
No, really, Rubik's Cube, they're a great band. Maybe we'll get them out here sometime, but Chicken won't, because now he's family-friendly, and so more adult things.
Okay.
The blue skies, not the flowers that bloom in the aisles.
Yeah.
It's not the songs that they sing that enchant me.
Hey, Daddy-O, put that coconut down and let's get swinging.
A lovely bunch of coconuts.
The dances that haunt me. Not the
hey, coconut head, take it easy, will ya?
I resemble that remark. So are you getting the diamond dust effect?
Oh, I think maybe I am, yeah.
A little swill of mole.
There's definitely
soothe the aggrieved throat.
Yeah, there's a taste of it there.
I have a few more, but I'm sure it can be replenished. With a little industry on my part and a little time, which I hardly have, but we shall see.
But that good old Molly, Molly A. It's not the moon, not the stars, nor the blue skies, not the flowers that bloom in the eyes. It's not the songs that they sing that enchant me.
K-Rob, he disappeared.
It's not the tropical dances that haunt me.
I wish I knew how he does that. He'll probably reappear.
It's not the romance that glows in the moonlight, but the way the Hawaiians say you're right.
You're right.
The natives are carefree and happy.
Yeah.
They'd rather see life go that way.
That they would.
They'd give all the best to the needy.
The needy?
Just to see that they're happy and gay.
Oh, yes.
It's not the moon, not the stars, nor the blue skies, not the flowers that bloom in the aisles. It's not the song that they sing that enchant me, but that good old Molly, Molly, hey, that good old Molly, Molly, hey.
I'm gonna squeeze them.
The hippie squisher.
That's so silly. And that's all. Feature TV in that movie is all bad. And the movie Guar. I mean, the band Guar.
Guar. I know them. Or I know one guy who's in it, but I don't even know if he's still alive at the moment.
Who they let be on the video?
I forget his name.
Church before?
Oh,
all these lapses of memory as my body rots and deteriorates.
Night Watchman. See, here's a little effigy of the Night Watchman. And Hal sticking pins in here.
Ouch. Oh, that was... I stuck one
stuck myself there.
Pins into an image, I directly stick them into you.
It's part of our art of jerkly acting.
It's called acupuncture.
Smock, smock.
Act, act, still. Act. I'll acupuncture.
You can take a little jab.
A jib jab. I like the cut of your jib, and I'll give you a jab to the ribs.
Stab.
A stib stab. Or not. What the diablo? Sacred Blue, name of a dog, Sapristi. Yes, it's been swell. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile, for they say you are taking the sunshine that brightens our pathway wide. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. Just remember the Red River Valley and that cowboy that loved you so true. Feeling a chill. There's no heating to speak of here in our cell. The hairy gown and mossy cell of the penitential radio host. And that's us, on our lonely vigil here, fighting for the forces of decency.
It's the Blues Brothers.
What were their names? Elwood and Jake. But of course, Henry Mancini composed the piece for the TV series Peter Gunn, G-U-N-N, and he was a detective and was getting beat up in bars and so on. Like Paul Drake on the Perry Mason show, Paul Drake would go and walk on the wild side where Perry and Della Street, his secretary, would never usually go. And Perry has to keep up his rep to be an effective trial lawyer. But Paul Drake goes into bars and strikes up conversations with seedy women. He made a good recovery after his trip to Venus and the destruction of the Ymir that he brought back with him.
New York City.
And he was the son of columnist Hedda Hopper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was a powerful columnist that he could make or break your career back in those days.
Yeah.
His name, William Hopper.
Okay.
Take it from me, that's Hollywood.
Here on Hollywood Beat.
Yes, Hollywood beat me all the... It's all right, but I... You know, I shouldn't discuss.
Well, you know, you're cruising down Melrose, you know, who's got time to think?
Really?
Took a ride on Hollywood Street.
You'll never know who you might meet. There's a lot of people showing you the way to my house.
This has some excitement in the background, some sounds of...
Some martial arts.
Maybe some cowboys and a rodeo, I don't know, something.
Yeehaw! We shall see, huh?
Kids really like that excitement stuff.
Yeah, the kids these days.
So we're going to give it to them, by golly.
It's for their own good. I mean, somebody's got to show them the way. That period of uncertainty where I couldn't put my hands on the money. And maybe I can't put my hands on it now. There may be other problems that...
The Donna Reed Show.
Yes, bending like a reed in the wind.
Paleface, bring us more Hostess fruit pies.
Fruit pies not hurt Red Man as much as firewater. White Man's secret weapon against Red Man. And we have tobacco, Red Man's secret weapon against White Man.
And so, a state of enmity must be considered to exist still. Certainly, some Native Americans that I know feel this animosity. And why shouldn't they?
I only smoke when I drink, so, you know.
Well, we're not talking about Indian massacres or, as we would say today, Native American direct actions. But there never, ever any people more to be feared than the Comanches. The Comanches would just not give up, and they were the worst as far as the torturing and massacring. So it was a part of it, That was they were a nomadic people. They were like that. So that's unfortunate reality, but on the other hand, you come barging into somebody else's territory, you can expect an absolutely fierce resistance.
The Dot Comanche Boom, or Dot Comanche Go Boom.
Well, Doug's always talking.
This is my boomstick.
About the famous guy who became a celebrity, a Comanche. Was actually had been a kidnapped child from a family who were killed, and then Quanah Parker was his name. He eventually had the presidents as guests at the huge place he had built. A most remarkable man, particularly coming from the unbearably violent and warlike Comanches, as I said, and the other people who lived there, the other indigenous people, also suffered from the Comanches' presence there.
And then there was the Comanches, which were just all around good guys.
And the Comensuals, yes. Very agreeable. No one ever needed to worry about them.
Comanchable Edison. The Colunchables and the Comestibles. And
the mother of Kana was Cynthia Ann Parker, who was a young girl, was kidnapped by Comanches and was raised as one, and was essentially a Comanche. I ordered a bunch of plastic Arizona plants from Temu, little cactuses and barrel cactuses, prickly pears, saguaro, century plants, and you can set up your miniature Arizona with it.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? That stuff's ridiculously cheap, but the problem is they keep after you to buy more.
So it's a message of hope.
Gosh, I hope
so. That's what I see every time, or say it when I see a trailer for a movie. They do the trailer and they kind of batter you with sound and visuals, like for action movies, etc. But the last little second of the trailer is like something comedic. They try to...
Mm-hmm. Right.
They...
It won't be that heavy, folks.
It's like a post-credit scene in a movie, but it's a post-credit or post-trailer shot, like a little, like a 1 second little rim shot or something, and that's when it's a message of hope? ? Because look, they're being funny.
The man from Hope, Arkansas, Bill Clinton,
Don Cheadle.
On his exam. Has he done anything recently? I've liked him in various parts.
I think he's good. I don't know what he's done lately. What have you done for me lately, Don Cheadle? Come on, let's get him. Knocking on his door in the middle of the night.
Pardon me for asking, but did he play Miles Davis in the movie Miles Ahead? Was that him?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I never saw it.
It's pretty good. I thought.
He, of course, replaced the actor that played his role in the first Iron Man, and then he became the guy to play that role in the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, probably to the chagrin of the guy who originally played it.
You are referring to Robert Downey Jr.?
He was Robert Downey's friend in the military.
Oh.
But then he ended up getting an Iron Man suit of sorts, and then he was called the Iron Patriot or something. And
something went wrong and he was killed?
No, it's just the actor that played...
Oh.
Rhodes, I think is his name.
Was superseded.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, wait, how come he gets to play it? How come Don Cheadle gets the part that I started, et cetera?
Well, those are.
And that's the most interesting thing about that movie.
So it's not really all that thrilling.
No, I'm kidding. It's it's back when the MCU could be. Proud thing.
They're generally entertaining. People complain, but that's the type of movies they're making today. Movies go through cycles of making.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of the contemporary vibe.
Did you care for Jurassic World Part Whatever, the last one?
I never got into the world movies so much. And they seemed to get worse as they went along, so... It's like, well, there's a monster, sure, but it's at the service of a terrible movie.
Well, they had to create a mutant giant Tyrannosaurus monster.
Yeah.
Pig shark thing. Which snaps up the villain, who is, of course, a techno lord like Musk or somebody, who comes driving in his convertible and gets devoured by the. But, that's like a tradition in a movie. It's like the wheel always coming off the stagecoach, It's just something that happens, and the tech lords have been James Bond villains, too. They're villains in the Monarch series. They're villains in Superman. They're villains everywhere.
Right.
Everybody hates the tech lords.
Or they could just be billionaires, but tech lords makes them more applicable to.
Well, they always show computer stuff going on, exactly, that they're directly connected with, like Lex Luthor in the Superman movie.
Yeah, yeah, he's got.
He's a computer whiz.
Exactly. Yeah.
With his batteries of computers and his young followers, who are all adroit computer hackers and users, all lined up.
Well, it's like your little kind of your action unit that you surround yourself with and have, All right, I'm going to need a meeting of the action group, and they have a...
Where the action is.
Have a table, where they discuss, and take orders, Kind of like what, Trump does when he has Rubio and Hegseth with him, and they all praise him.
Yes.
If it's not for your leadership, we'd be in Shitstown right now, But luckily, we're just doing everything right and nothing wrong. That's right. Yeah. That's what's there. I don't know why they don't cover it, but
you said a mouthful, boss. I couldn't say it better myself. Yeah. You sure know how to put it right.
It's like Elvis being surrounded by a million Charlie Hodges. A million Charlie Hodges can't be wrong. Can I get you another towel there, E?
Right. That's the way.
Can I get you some water there, E?
Some Wasser. A wonderful drink of Wasser. I still have some more cola here.
So, let me just... Let me just tell you a little thing.
All right.
That you have a guy that brings out your towels, and you have a guy that brings out your water. Now, what if... Now, just hear me out here, man. If you had one man to bring you both towels and water...
Well, I thought that's what the water boy did.
Well, Charlie Hodge combined the two services. The
dugout.
And then he became... the towel guy and the water guy.
And so...
that had never been done before. He
human
was
progress was advanced.
Towels and water!
That's Cash Patel in there.
And his dreamy eyes. He's like... he's like Corella Panda with those eyes, you know.
But they seem to be not only preternaturally staring, but also slightly cross-eyed.
Yeah. Can you imagine Cash Patel trying to send you into a dreamy organ trance?
I don't know. It's beyond me. I don't know.
Well, it's got KP in its name, you know.
Well, there is that.
We could just superimpose Cash Patel's face on Corla Pandan's head, you know.
But why would he be able to master the organ like Corla Pandan?
That's what I mean. You're just putting his face.
Girlfriend is musical.
On the body of Corla Pandan.
Uh-huh.
So come on out there. Come on, all you... Photoshoppers, get on that Cash Patel, cut and paste. Oh, yeah, cut, paste, Cash Patel, Carla, Pandit.
Right. All
these hard
together.
C's and K's and P's. And
that's for sure.
It's
100
like poetry,
hours of
you know?
KP.
Yeah. The Key and Peele show.
Peel those spuds.
And we get an electricity gremlin and vegetable gremlin.
Boy, that sounds like overkill to me. No, we're not done yet. No, we're not through.
I stopped 8 wars, but this Iran thing, I think I want to keep going a while.
I think I want to keep going a while. Just an hour more than usual, because I have the opportunity. Then I need to get back and... get to work, but
ten hut.
Yes, fire that ceremonial cannon, Corporal.
At ease, men. The eggs, sir.
Let's just call them the phenomena. And the remark about getting your phenomena scrambled.
I wasn't going to do the line, but yeah. I should have, yeah. Well, if I may respectfully submit, sir, I think you forgot your phenomena scrambled, if you know what I mean.
That's just what they'd like you to believe.
The eggs, sir? Oh, wait, that's a causality loop, sorry.
Yes. It could go on forever. But like fireworks in the sky, a sign of jubilant joyfulness.
Mm-hmm. Yep.